there, TV Land, Radio Land.
Hello out there in TV Land.
I'm DJ Doug.
This is Mr. and Mrs. TV Land, DJ Doug and DJ Little Hiss Muffet at your service.
Beyond the Limits. This is secretly our last show for 3 months. We didn't promote it online because we're trying to keep things low-key.
Low-key.
But after this, the next 3 months, we are going to specially curate the next 3 months of reruns.
Only the finest
hand-selected
for you.
Well, actually,
no clip shows.
No clip shows. My idea is to pick the absolute best and worst episodes.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing in the middle. There's no mediocre episodes.
So all the ones where I'm drunk, basically.
All the ones where all the terrible and wonderful episodes. I feel so distorted here. Hold on.
You sound okay on the...
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah, no, you sound okay through the headphones and the mic on my end.
All right, there we go. I fixed the headphones.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to pick the best and worst. We're going to pick the best and worst.
All right. That's more your department. I will leave that job in your capable hands.
I think there's something to be said about...
To please our fans, both of them.
Something to be said about bad episodes. I might even throw in a few of my early episodes where I know what the hell I was doing before you were here. I know there's at least one episode where I'm...
BBC before...
Touched.
Before, I don't know, C word for girlfriends. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. Before cunts. BBC. before cuckolds. Yes, so it's our last show for the next few months, secretly, playing some music. Sorry, the internet is not allowing me to access our website. We usually post the playlist, so I don't really know what the playlist I just had, but I'm just going to kind of wing it with the records next to
me. Yeah, so get your pen and paper ready.
I know. I just played Yikes. The record's called Secrets to the Super Flipping.
That record was sick.
The song is called I Played Poor People in the Cars. Yeah, it's a good record. I highly recommend it. It's overpriced, but it's good. I think there might be a CD reissue. I don't know.
But it's also on green vinyl. I don't know if it... Were they all pressed on green vinyl or just the...
Yeah, this is it. This is the only pressing.
This is the only pressing.
Yeah. I don't know how many they made.
All right. Well, yeah, it's on a... We were like, what color green is that? Because it's kind of too bright of a green
lime
to be
green?
Like a mint green.
Lime green.
But it's... No, it's too... Because, like, lime green's more yellow.
Well, the other record was green, too. They're different greens.
Different greens.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely shade of green. It's a lovely shade of green.
It's a good record. I recommend it. Unfortunately, it costs money now. It shouldn't. That's a different story. Pretty record. It's also a 10-inch. It's probably one of the few 10-inches I own. It's kind of an annoying size. Because you don't know where to put it. Where do you put a 10-inch?
Yeah, well, I feel like...
Where do you put it? It gets lost. And look, you can't see it because it slips behind the 12s.
I have a little section for my tiny handful of 10 inches that I have, because I agree with you, they're kind of a pain in the butt.
It's maybe the only one I have.
And I also feel like you need to make a commitment of are you going to buy 45s or are you going to buy 12 inch singles? You know?
I played one of my own 12 inch singles.
I have very few 12 inch singles, because also 12 inch singles tend to be more rap and hip hop.
Yes.
I probably own 5 12-inch singles, but I have a lot of 45s.
Well, on that note, before that, I played Sparks. Yikes, Sparks. It's very similar, right?
Sparks.
There's a theme there.
Yes.
That's actually a 12-inch single of Angst in My Pants.
That's right. Because then you congratulated me for noticing to change the speed when I queued up.
Good job.
Because that is not something I always notice, and then I'm like, why does it sound like this?
Plays. It's a maxi 45. Now it's just a 45 maxi.
Now with wings.
Yeah, you could put it between your garage and stop all those deep flushes or whatever.
Is it sponsored by Paul McCartney?
Yeah, no, there's two legs, not one. Thank you.
I'm gonna spit out my beer.
Let's see, I played some Ray Charles live.
Live
in concert, a hell of a record. ABC Paramount. Played the band, Stage Fright. We got the most awesome record cover ever. Sly Stone.
Yeah, that is a sick cover.
That's right, going on.
Yes, and has anyone seen the new Sly documentary? We have yet to see it. Let us know what you think.
We're actually going to be honest about it.
Call in or type in the comments.
Just dive into, like, crackheaddom and, like, living in a trailer park for fucking ever.
Is there a Tower of Power documentary yet? Because there should be. There should be.
Yeah. I didn't play this, unfortunately. This was in the wrong sleeve.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, I played Sabbath.
Oh, that was dope.
Cover by Moon Duo.
Yeah, that was awesome. Right, that was like very like industrial Sabbath.
Very good, very good.
That was really good.
Start off the set with Blues for Mr. Jimmy, Jimmy McGriff. I love that track.
Yeah.
Also, and after that was Pink Floyd, Saucer Full of Secrets from Saucer Full of Secrets.
From,
Same as the record, Saucer Full of Secrets, but look at that cover.
That's so cool. Yeah, very painterly.
Oh. Anyway,
no, wait, was that the Pompeii?
That track is on Pompeii, but the record
on
is
Pompeii,
called Saucer
Full
of Secrets.
Okay, got it.
So yes, there's going to be a reissue of the Live of Pompeii movie coming out at the end of the month in IMAX.
IMAX.
So I'll go see it, everybody in the world.
Yes.
With a new 5-1 mix.
Let's go. Let's get hot pot and then go see it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some IMAX. Maybe go to Kabuki. That sounds cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, IMAX there.
That's true. We haven't been to Kabuki in a minute.
Triple some strings. Again,
yeah,
I don't want to pay for
get
that.
Get a little sushi Japanese dinner moment in Japantown. I love that Japanese grocery store. They sell the Kewpie mayo there.
Yes.
I'm so gay for that
and
shit.
That iced tea I like, too.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I played Packer and the Billy Kid by Bob Dylan, but she stepped out because you like Bob Dylan.
I needed to excuse myself for that.
The UK pressing, apparently, for $8.
Get it away from me.
I think that's dated when I bought it.
Don't,
it's funny.
You know, it's in my 3 feet of personal space.
1719. Yo. Hey. That's a good record. All right. Chris Christopherson. He's there. He's hot. Look at him. Oh, yeah.
He was banging.
I'd fucking bang Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, he can be on your laminated card.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I was pricing 45s the other day and we got a... he did.
Yeah.
We got a Bruce Springsteen 45.
Oh.
But it was, he was... like, we had the original sleeve. A lot of times when we get 45s,
yeah,
the original sleeves are
either sleeves
missing
are cool
or
45.
So damaged, yeah, we have to put them in just, you know, like, generic...
yeah,
sleeves, but this one still had the original sleeve, and it was probably early 80s Springsteen, where it's like he has like the no sleeves on the t-shirt.
Yeah,
so this was his sweatband era.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, the guns are blazing. He looks all like oiled up. And like I just propped it at,
yeah,
like my station all day just so I could,
oh, cool,
just so Bruce could keep me company.
You still gotta look out for that 10-inch record store day, like one of the first record store days.
Mm-hmm.
It's him doing a live version of Dream Baby Dream by Suicide.
Oh man,
it sold,
yeah,
out like immediately.
Oh, I'm sure.
Inch.
It's beautiful.
I can't remember who's on the other side.
I mean, it's such an awesome, like,
yeah,
awesome song, and so awesome that he covered that song.
The problem is all the Springsteen fans bought it and don't give a shit about that song. Just own it.
They just bought it because it's
rare.
The Springsteen.
Yeah. So if you keep
Mango
an eye out
Spleen.
For that. That's
okay.
Like one of my grails.
That's one of your holy grails.
Just
because, right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Will do, darling.
Yeah, he never released that song ever, by the way. It's like the only legal release of it.
Yeah, because we don't call them imports at, or no, we don't
bootlegs.
Call them bootlegs at Meebs. We call them imports.
I get turned on to Springsteen from the coolest
Sorry,
bootleg.
I shouldn't give away all our secrets.
Coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life, which I bought at Amoeba Music.
Oh, yeah.
And 1914.
That's the year I was born.
Like
1814.
2009. I bought the coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life. Anyway.
Nice.
All right. You want to play some music, I guess?
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet. We're gonna switch gears a little bit here. I was just feeling some, like, classic punk rock bangers. So that's what you all got in store for you.
Cool.
Some late 70s, early 80s, classic punk, classic hardcore, a lot of California bands. And I brought a few local gems too, just to sprinkle those in. Absolutely not. I will say with pride that I do not own any fucking Green Day.
Metallica?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why are you...
Grateful Dead?
Why are you giving our listeners this impression of me?
Quicksilver? I don't know.
Third Eye Blind?
He lives around the corner. No, let's not talk about that.
Actually, I did not bring any Flipper. I guess I...
That's a bummer.
I know I have a Flipper record. I don't know. Maybe that one got lost with yours. We tend to cross-pollinate. Anyway, yeah. Punk classics coming your way.
All right.
Radio Valencia.
Valencia.
The Mission District, San Francisco, California.
Got no limits. Till
midnight.
3 months from now. Till midnight
And then, yeah.
Till midnight. Till midnight and then 3 months.
Till midnight tonight and then, you'll get the opportunity to hopefully miss us.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll just have jabbering if that's cool.
Yeah,
so you got anything important to say?
Save me from myself.
All right. Here we go. Music.
supposed to go to church. I wasn't told why.
Yeah. Dad, isn't this a shame? This will never be the same.
And your father smelt of elderberries.
Call me Tim.
What velocity of a laden swallow?
Maybe an African swallow. Certainly not a swallow.
I feel like someone from another dimension would understand our rudimentary concepts.
Give me a second. I have to alter the dimensional void to, like, make that more
Or, like, what is the airspeed philosophy of a laden swallow?
You said philosophy.
Or, velocity? Philosophy?
Sorry, philosophy is funnier, though.
Yeah.
Philosophy it is.
I have definitely not had any adult beverages tonight.
Philosophy.
That makes two of us.
Yes.
But you don't count as an entity, because you're... Well, I mean, are you an entity?
A non-corporeal entity.
Because you're not corporeal. You are ethereal.
It's like Q.
You are...
Like,
it's like you are omnipresent.
And omnipresent at the same
you
time.
Have, and you have no real form in the traditional sense.
Not like in your physical, tangible sense.
Your presence knows no confines.
Knows no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
That is why you are interdimensional, Devlin.
The boundary condition of the universe is that there is no boundary condition of the universe.
You defy the laws of our meager and primitive
Yes, I transcend.
Concepts.
I transcend.
But do you still change your underwear? That's the question everyone's wondering all this time.
He transcends.
Do interdimensional beings still change their underwear?
But I mean, when you're that transcendental, do you even fart like?
Oh no, there's no need.
I mean, yeah, like because. You're such an
fart is a new Milky Way.
I mean, every time you fart, it's a new galaxy. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Every fart from interdimensional
Every time you hear a bell,
it's
an
a
angel
gift
gets
to us.
Every time you hear a fart from a collective being, the galaxy is born.
Oh my God. A new galaxy is born.
All right.
We thank you for your contributions, Interdimensional Devlin. And thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
Also, this show is Beyond All Limits. I'm DJ Doug.
I am DJ Little Hiss Muffet.
And I'm Interdimensional Devlin.
Interdimensional Devlin.
So
we're very lucky that there was a wrinkle in time space tonight that Interdimensional Devlin was able to... grace us with his presence and his travels.
It's always nice to descend down into the lower realms.
Yeah.
We appreciate you slumming it with us fucking losers. Thank you.
We're just peasants down here.
You know, you gotta hang out with us like chuckleheads sometimes so you can like keep perspective when you're in other dimensions.
That is veritably well said.
Yeah, hang out with us.
Thank you.
Between galactic farts.
It's a good band name.
Anyway, it's our last show for a few months. We're taking a little break. And we're just playing there, Little Hiss Muffet.
That is me.
Sounds like some
if
good
you
stuff.
Weren't with us before our last talk break, what I played this last set was I just really wanted to play some old school classic punk rock fucking bangers, some late 77, early 80s. Classic punk, early hardcore, and it was fun. It was kind of a getting back to my roots, as my Minnesota-born dad would say.
Roots.
So,
yes.
Getting back to the roots. So I'll do a quick list of what we played because unfortunately our technical difficulty, we're not able to enter into our RadioValencia.com.
It's being weird tonight.
See what we play. Get your pen and paper handy because we old school tonight. And if you like something you heard, like I said, get your pen and paper handy because here we go. We started off the set with classic Minor Threat. I don't want to hear it. None of your bullshit. Then Social Distortion's first album, my personal opinion, the best one, Mommy's Little Monster.
Distortions.
distortion. And then one of my all-time favorite punk albums from the Circle Jerks.
Let's give a thumbs up to that one.
Circle Jerks, Group Sex. One of the all-time favorite, most badass punk albums.
And the whole record, Animal, you know, the whole record is like what, 14 minutes?
Oh my god! I love this album, and DJing this album like totally blows.
Yeah.
Because
the whole record's 14 minutes.
If I ever manage to DJ any song off this album and actually only play one song,
you gotta run
without having to play another song because all the songs are so dang short. Like, I feel like I'm like, give me the DJ of the Year award for pulling that off.
It's one of the shortest records ever made. Oh, we got,
because I'm wrapping it up. But yeah, there's literally songs on this album that are 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But it is one of the most killer punk rock albums of all time.
I love it. Yeah.
And love that album. DJing it is a challenge, but worth the challenge.
Can I say proto-hardcore?
Proto-hardcore, absolutely you can.
I like putting proto in front of things.
Proto-hardcore. Makes you sound pretentious. Proto-hardcore. Makes people scared of you.
Yeah, it's proto-hardcore.
And prior to that, another
classic. Or you can call it real hardcore.
Another classic from Southern California, we had Suicidal Tendencies from Venice Beach. Another one of my favorites, and this album totally rules. The whole album, honestly, fucking rips. Like, every song on this album is a banger. But I played the classic Institutionalized. All I wanted was Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. After that, we had Subhumans, Day the Country Died. Honestly, not my personal favorite Subhumans album.
Yeah.
My favorite is Cradle to the Grave. It's much more, like, weird, experimental. It has those weird, like, bassy surf riffs.
Much better.
And like, start to finish overall is an album that, like, tells a story from start to finish. Cradle from the Grave, far superior album in my opinion.
Yes.
However, Subhumans, Did the Country Died has the punk rock classic No, which is one of the most banging punk rock classics of all time. So played that for you tonight. And then